Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some experts predict the imminent demise of cinema. Nobody wants to go to a movie theater since the pandemic, they say. And there's nothing worth seeing anyway. Furthermore, teenagers don't even know what movies are. They've never seen anything wider than their phones, and they have an attention span of 30 seconds and can't absorb anything longer than a TikTok video. Well, I have three guests here today to prove all this wrong. They're all teenagers, high school students in Toronto, and on the selection committee that chooses the movies to see at the upcoming Next Wave Film Festival. Maya Sakaranatnam is 18 and in grade 12 in North York. Desmond Cudmore is 18 in grade 12 in East York. And Yehia Elabudi is 16 in grade 11, also in North York. Curated for youth, by youth, and starring youth, TIFF Next Wave Film Festival is an event for the newest generation of cinephiles, featuring storytelling from rising filmmakers, special events, and workshops. It runs from April 16th to the 19th. With free tickets for those under 25. And I'm very pleased to have Maya, Desmond, and Yehia here with me in Toronto via Zoom to tell us more about themselves, movies in general, and the TIFF Next Wave Film Festival in particular. Maya's not here yet, but she'll be joining us soon. Hi, Desmond.
How's it going?
Good. Hi, Yehia.
Hello.
Excellent. Thanks to both of you and Maya soon for meeting with me. So let's start by telling us something about yourself and why you like movies. Let's start with you, Desmond. Describe yourself and why you like movies.
Yeah, so I'm just a very creative and passionate and energetic person in general. I think that film has always called me, as I think it's really an excellent form of art. It's a way to creatively express yourself, and I think that a lot of creative expression is really what makes the world go round and what makes you able to get up in the morning with a smile on your face and be excited to see what's new, see what's coming out. So I think that's always called to me, and especially in a time where there's so much stress and all the things going on, I think that film just remains, for me as a young person, as something I can always go to find a little bit of spark and creativity in my life.
Cool. Yehia, same question.
Yeah, so I'm Yehia, 16 years old, also a high school student. I think the thing about film is really just the community, really getting to watch films. Like those experiences when you go to theaters and you guys all go see a film that you guys really enjoy, and just getting to talk about that and live that experience. You know, I think film's just something that really connects everybody together. I think this is the greatest part about films and filmmaking.
Cool. So what are give us a sense of the kind of movies you like. Yehia first, can you tell us about a movie that you really like or that opened your mind to something or moved you or impressed you? I'm talking about outside the festival, just a movie that really turned you on.
You know what? I think this is a little bit of a corny answer, but like going back to that community last year during the Minecraft movie, just going with my friends, that was like maybe the funnest time I've ever had at like an actual showing of a film. And I think that's really what I wish more films and more screenings were like, just really just getting in there, having fun, laughing, screaming. It was really chaotic, but it was just like one of those moments where like you really felt that like community around film, you know.
Okay, and Desmond, how about you? What movie really opened your eyes or made you think?
Yeah, so for me, it would have to be probably my favorite movie of all time, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's really a film about filmmaking, and I think it just kind of showed me how big and expansive and wonderful films can be. The first time I watched that film, I almost immediately rewatched it after seeing it for the first time. And it really just opened my eyes to what film can be. It's such a big production, but also such a human story behind it, and it really, seeing it for the first time and with its beautiful world building and cinematography and amazing characters and writing, just really inspired me as a filmmaker to go out there and to create projects that will inspire others the way that this film touched me.
Well, that's interesting. So you as a filmmaker, can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a filmmaker, I think that a lot of art in general, but especially film, is always looking for inspiration. Art isn't as much of just pumping out a product as it is finding inspiration and following that inspiration wherever it leads you. And I think that film especially just showed me, you know, I love films with great world building and great characters, and that film really showed me, you know, you can do all those things, and you can have those with a big budget film or a small budget film. You can, you know, put your heart and soul into those productions and create these big worlds. And I think that as a filmmaker, it's just inspired me to go out and write things that inspire me and not try to fit to, you know, whatever societal norms there are to follow, but more follow what my heart says and follow what inspiration shows me, you know?
So you've made films, or you're making films?
Yeah, I've made a few. I haven't made any feature lengths, but I have made a few short films.
Oh, amazing. So maybe we'll talk that later, but let's go back to Yehia. How did you end up as a member of this selection committee?
Well, I have a friend, and he was on the committee, and he told me about how much fun he had on the committee, really just like meeting with everyone, talking about film, organizing the festival, and all the little like side events that we do. And when applications opened in, I think it's in May, or it's like late April or early May, I applied to the TIFF Next Wave website. So, and then I did the form, I did the recorded interview, or like recorded, you talk about yourself on like a recording or a paragraph, and then there was the interview, and that's how I ended up on the committee.
Cool. And earlier, before we started recording, Desmond saying you guys meet once every 2 weeks, all of you meet together?
Yeah, we meet every other Tuesdays, and then we have some screening days on Saturdays and Sundays where we just hammer out like 3 movies and then just like get notes about the movies.
So Desmond, so is all your experience with the movies in, because I think you saw more movies than ended up in the festival, right? You accepted some and rejected others, right? Did you watch screenings, or were you sent digital screeners to watch at home privately?
So essentially how it would work is, as I said, we met, or as Yahya said, we would meet every other Tuesday. And usually what we would do is every other Tuesday throughout the year, we'd watch a film or maybe two, depending on the length, during our meetings. And we'd also have screening weekends where we would go in and see those films. And that was a time to kind of discuss as a group our thoughts on the films and what we liked / disliked. But then if you weren't able to make those sessions, they were really well in accommodating. They would send you virtual links to watch the films and think of your own notes that you could bring to the table.
So Yehia, you watch lots and lots of movies. What about a movie spoke to you? Like when you saw a movie, you thought, not this one, or yeah, this one. What was it that made you think a movie was good?
I mean, really, when we were screening the movies, we were thinking about our motto, which is for youth, by youth. So we were watching these movies and really thinking, oh, are these experiences? Because we're a very diverse group of students. So we were watching the movies and thinking, oh, these are very relatable movies that a lot of the youth that come to Next Wave can really watch it and relate to it and have fun with it. So we were just looking at the films with like a lens of what will other youth watching this film like get away from it.
And Desmond, any comments on that? Like what were you looking for in the movies that made it good or bad?
Or... Yeah, so I'd say the two biggest things for me was, one, we really focused on making sure that we got a wide array of films, because a lot, you know, sometimes film can feel like sort of a monolith with larger Hollywood productions all, you know, they can often feel a little in one area, but we tried to really find films from all different parts of the world, featuring all different characters with all different stories to really show that there is this whole world of film out there for the youth to explore. So that was one of my main things, was making sure there was lots of different representation throughout our films. And the other thing I'd say was just, I wanted films that I think young people would be engaged in, because I think there's a lot of films that show, you know, that don't really speak to the youth, that don't necessarily speak to issues or problems the youth care about. And I think that I really tried to look for films that would show Gen Z especially and younger people what they're facing in the world and really speak to them on a personal level.
So, while going through all those films, can you tell me about one film in particular that you really, really liked? Let's start with you, Yehia. What movie in the film festival really grabbed you? If you could champion that film and talk about it for the listeners.
It's really hard to pick one film, but if it's not too much, I will go over two films.
That's fine.
So there's one film, which is Our Hero Balthazar, which really just like it's a really out there film, really like is I don't want to say too much. You guys
No,
have to
but give a
see
very brief outline. What's it about?
So it's about this rich student that goes to a private school who's trying to impress a girl by making these activist posts online, and he goes down a wild adventure, and it's really just like it's one of those like it had me on the edge of my seat. It was very like interesting film. And then another film is Thanks for Nothing, which was a German film, and like again the aesthetics of the film, the dynamics between the characters. I mean, it was really it's a film about four girls that live in a group home, and you know, just like watching them in the group home, you like their dynamic together and the acting and the aesthetics of the whole film is really great.
Okay, your turn, Desmond. And to be fair, you can advocate two of them if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to also say Our Hero Balthazar is one of my choices. I think that's truly one of the most interesting films I've seen in a long time. I think that people really have a wild ride with that one. And the other one is a film named Isle Child, which will be the film that I'm doing a Q&A for with some of the creators. So that's one to look out for. I'd say it's a really touching film. It's about a teen who has to come to terms with his mother's terminal illness, and it's just a really emotionally strong film, and I think it's going to be one that audiences will go into and will really draw something they can find in themselves out of, and I think it really speaks to the youth, and it's just a very well-written and emotional film.
And any final thoughts for the listeners?
Do you want to go
Yep,
first?
either one.
All right, yeah, I was just going to say that the one thing I will say is that TIFF Next Wave applications are currently open, so people should go check that out. It is a great committee. This will be my final year on it, and it has been one of the greatest experiences I've gotten in film. It's a really fun time, and anyone in high school can apply.
And yeah, anything you want to say?
I mean, we have a great selection of films. You know, I promise there will be a film there that you will definitely enjoy. Other than the films, we have a bunch of other, like, different events, like Battle of the Scores and other collabs for, like, filmmakers. So you should definitely come to the festival. Definitely check out all the other events other than the films. There's a lot of fun and unique things to do. So hopefully, we'll see you guys there.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I've been speaking with two Toronto High School students, Desmond Cudmore and Yehia Elabudi, about From the selection committee of the Next Wave Film Festival, which is running from April 16th to 19th. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.